This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. Lying in the name of promoting justice is rarely a good idea. Just ask Alberto Gonzalez's staff members, who've had to step down for fear of perjuring themselves. Next week, America will witness an event of pure political theater, as Gonzalez, the sitting attorney general, will be testifying before Congress. The lead antagonist will be played by Senator Pat Leahy, the Judiciary Committee chairman. But don't be surprised if a supporting character, Charles Schumer of New York, the senator who first called for the attorney general to resign, steals the show. After he finishes grilling Gonzalez, I, for one, would like to subpoena Senator Schumer to come to Los Angeles. With his earnest speeches and conservative, workaday attire, Schumer, and his Brooklyn accent, would be right at home in the Scott Ellis production of 12 Angry Men, currently running at the Amundsen Theater. But rather than have him star in Reginald Rose's 1954 well-worn civics lesson, I think he needs to set up a subcommittee to investigate false statements made by the Amundsen marketing officials. Granted, the consequences of misleading Congress are much worse than misleading Center Theater Group subscribers. But it's worth noting the Amundsen administration's dubious doublespeak. First, their posters and programs hail 12 Angry Men as, quote, the greatest courtroom drama of all time, exclamation mark. Unfortunately, we can't even argue the merits of this statement. Is the play better or even comparable to classic courtroom dramas like Inherit the Wind or Witness for the Prosecution, or newer ones like Aaron Sorkin's A Few Good Men or David Mamet's outrageous Romance, which rode circuit at the Taper a few years back? In fact, we can't even rule in favor of 12 Angry Men as a better courtroom drama than, say, an episode of Perry Mason. Why? Because 12 Angry Men isn't a courtroom drama at all. Not a single minute of it takes place in a courtroom. The whole conceit of the piece is that the action all transpires in Jury Room 2A. Now, some may consider this a technicality, but listen to the other whopper that's been used in the advertising. Direct from Broadway. Even Gonzalez might have trouble saying this with a straight face. First of all, none of the cast members were in the Broadway version. Second, the set has been significantly modified. And third, the production has been touring since last year. If the Amundsen marketing team were under oath, they'd have to describe this 12 Angry Men as direct from Dallas, Sacramento, and Seattle. Of course, none of this would matter if the production sizzled, or even if it possessed the same mild intensity it had on Broadway 2 years ago. There, strong performances by veteran character actors Philip Bosco, Larry Brigman, and James Rebhorn made the show a modest hit. Without the help of grandiose marketing, the run was extended 7 times and earned a few Tony nominations. Here at the Amundsen, the cast starring Richard Thomas and George Wendt is merely adequate. The direction, slack. And the intimate drama is dwarfed in the huge space. The whole point of seeing 12 Angry Men live, instead of just renting Sidney Lumet's crackerjack film version, is to feel like you're there, in Jury Room 2A, sweating it out. At the Amundsen, the action feels so far away, it sounds like you're experiencing the drama from the actual courtroom, a few doors down the hall. 12 Angry Men completes its sentence at the Amundsen Theater on May 6th. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.